Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
And so it kind of approaches, you see these collaborative work tools in other industries. We were the first to bring that to agriculture with a very specific ag set of features and functions, because ag is very different. It's very niche. And so what we're hearing from customers is, you are saving our bacon and you're really making our job stress-free. And so we now can just do our work. Croft is our guiding guardrailed pull through of a lot of these things. And we know if we do it in Croft, it's being done compliantly, so that if we do get inspected, it's a snap and we know that we're going to avoid fines.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Fraser.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. The U.S. Economic Policy Institute estimates there are 2.4 million ag jobs in the United States, and Purdue University believes that 40% of ag jobs, new ag jobs, go unfilled. One entrepreneur is turning to the power of digital to transform ag labor, and he joins us now. Welcome, Scott Prince, CEO of Croft, ag tech company Croft. Scott, it's awesome to see you.
Thanks, Mitch. Thanks for having me back.
It is good. You've had a number of giant wins since we first saw you right after you came out of stealth mode. Before we jump into what's happened at Croft, we have to hear, give us some perspective. What is going on in the ag labor market? This is a challenge that every economy faces. It's even more profound, more clear here in ag.
Probably over a 250,000 labor-intensive agribusinesses in the United States, and their ability to find local, domestic, capable, willing, qualified labor is still diminishing. There are a lot of other options out there, and these are really difficult jobs and tasks and roles. They, you're out in the middle of the summer in South Georgia harvesting cucumbers 10 hours a day, or you're in Michigan doing blueberry planting. It's tough, and it's difficult for them to find domestic options. And so their only option is seasonal foreign labor through the H-2A program administered by the Department of Labor in conjunction with the state workforce agencies across the country.
As you look at solving, addressing this labor challenge in ag, you mentioned H-2A. Give us some perspective. H-2A is a series of letters and numbers that people have heard, but I think it's still a little opaque to many.
It is. It's a program that started in the 80s, and it's grown immensely because of the scarcity of labor options domestically. And so doing it compliantly is very challenging. It's very intimidating because there are hundreds and hundreds of steps, filings, rules. It's ever changing. And then at the state, federal level, there are a whole lot of inspections, audits, and, you know, to stay compliant with it is the challenge. And for a lot of growers, that's very intimidating because they already have limited back office staff. And so to keep up with that and then administer it and get through it is sometimes just overwhelming.
You and I first chatted, I think, as you were just forming the company. And I remember you walking through this path that a grower would have to go on, from identifying labor, connecting with the labor in country, all of the administrivia that goes in, the compliance that goes in. I know we can't walk through all steps, but just give maybe a high-level sketch from labor acquisition to compliance once they're in the U.S. working.
You have to, first of all, understand what your goals are for your upcoming season. And so we're moving into actually helping growers with that, and then looking at all of your inputs. And labor is usually one of your highest cost inputs. It's also one of the most complex to manage. And then you need to be able to understand what they're going to be doing. And so you start to form your game plan well before the year starts. And then you have to engage those partners that can find those capable workers to fit the specific skills and tasks that you need. And then you need to yourself qualify, if you're looking into the H-2A program, as a certified H-2A grower, which is a long process. And then you have to match the two. The workers have to go through a process to qualify to come into the United States for up to 10 months on this seasonal visa. You have to work with facilitators who help them get all of their documents, paperwork, proper visas, filings, visas. They have to go through their consulate process in their home country. You have to get them here, which is a long logistics set of challenges. And then once they arrive, you have a whole lot of weekly administration to perform to make sure that the housing, the food, their transportation, their roles, their pay is correct. Everything that goes into that. And so it's just, again, it can be an overwhelming challenge if you're doing it on your own, which a lot of growers have done traditionally. And that's what we wanted to jump in and say, hey, we have a really streamlined solution for all of that.
Well, you look at this, you mentioned it started in the 80s. So let's assume that it's more than three decades based on my simple math. You've had a bunch of cottage industries sort of pop up around this, advisors, consultants. You could have done a number of things, addressed a number of different challenges in this, from labor acquisition to labor compliance. At Croft, how did you identify the unique problem to solve, and how have you done that here as you've launched?
I give full credit to Purdue University College of Agriculture, and we were lucky enough to be involved in their program that allowed us to have hundreds of sessions and interviews and in-person discoveries with growers across the country in every location, growing capacity, size. And we quickly understood and really appreciated the fact that farming is such an ecosystem. It's such a team sport, and they need help, and they do a lot on their own, but they're also essential partners. And for labor intensive farms, they really do rely on their trusted agents that help them administrate all of this paperwork and activity. And they rely on those facilitator processors to help find the workers, recruiters, you know, and pull them through in a logistical way. The problem with all of that is they were doing it very manually. So there were a lot of emails, spreadsheets, millions of phone calls, Google Sheets, Google Drives, file cabinets. And so we said, hey, there's a way to really automate all of that process. It's kind of like doing your taxes in the 1970s, right? It's probably not a great way to stay efficient as a farm, and you're certainly not going to be compliant, because the more you do manually, the more at risk you are. And so we came through and we said, who are the stakeholders? It's the employer. It's their H-2A agent. It's their H-2A facilitator processor and the workers. And then there are also the government processors, right? So it's like a five-player game mode. And if we can build a platform that gives everyone their proper access and everything is in one place and everything is working collaboratively, they will all unlock a lot of efficiency. Everyone will be more compliant. And then we can start looking at profitability. Because if you can really eliminate those costs and the time spent doing those things, you can switch your focus to more productive, profitable activities. And that's what we're showing. And that's what's really become popular.
We're going to take a look at how Croft is performing and what's ahead for the H-2A labor market and Croft. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
From berries to dairies, from crop advisors to data analyzers, Indiana Farm Bureau is at the forefront of the top issues impacting Indiana agriculture. No matter your role in the ag industry, Indiana Farm Bureau membership means you'll always have a champion and an advisor. And because so much of your time is focused on your own enterprise, it's also good to know Indiana Farm Bureau is always working to fight for the future of agriculture. We come together to advocate for rural viability, the protection of property rights, competitive tax policies, and against burdensome regulations. Whether our members need a door opened, an impact in public policy, or an ally to strengthen their communities, Indiana Farm Bureau is there. We are the unified voice for all agriculture. To learn more about the benefits of Indiana Farm Bureau membership, go to infb.org.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience, talking with Scott Prince, CEO of ag tech company Croft. Scott, we've heard a lot about the labor market, talked deeply about this idea that you had to bring efficiency to a really complex labyrinth of lots of different players and lots of different programs. You did an amazing job in 2024. You and the team at Croft posted just incredible results. Give us a flyover of Croft's performance, but more importantly, I think, give us a flyover of what you're hearing from customers on the platform.
Yes. Yeah, so again, we are that one platform that really pulls all of these different stakeholders into one place. You have the employers, you have the H-2A employers, the H-2A agents, the H-2A facilitators, the workers, both domestic and foreign seasonal, everyone is in one place. And we are automating and streamlining and putting up the compliant guardrails for everyone to do all of their activities year round. And we go deep on H-2A, but what was really interesting and part of our strategic vision was, don't stop with labor. You can really do any back office task in Croft. And if you're doing it, we're going to automate the activity, any of the paperwork, the e-signatures, the filings. We're going to make sure that we do it on time and set up the reminders, et cetera. And so it kind of approaches, you see these collaborative work tools in other industries. We were the first to bring that to agriculture with a very specific ag set of features and functions, because ag is very different. It's very niche. And so what we're hearing from customers is, you are saving our bacon and you're really making our job stress-free. And so we now can just do our work. Croft kind of is our guiding guardrailed pull through of a lot of these things. And we know if we do it in Croft, it's being done compliantly, so that if we do get inspected, it's a snap and we know that we're going to avoid fines. So we did that at mass scale, and that really caught up with a lot of our early adopters. I was mentioning over a year ago when I was here last, but then the network effect started to happen. And so farming is very collaborative, as you know. And once you have a certain number of employers, agents, and facilitators on your platform, the word gets out. And that's just really grown exponentially for us. And that's what's driving our R&D and our roadmap as well, to take us to kind of that next level of activities.
So good, Scott. Being mission critical. Every software application, software platform on the planet, if you can put yourself in a position to be mission critical, to be the operating system of an industry, it makes a wonderful moat when you look at competition. What are your customers saying? Like, there's always the case study story that you want to wheel out. We're part of a fundraising exercise. My hunch is you've been telling stories a bit. Share with us the great case study that I'm sure exists.
We have customers, large row crop farms that maybe bring in a few to dozens of workers, primarily, let's say, South Africa. We have a lot of large specialty growers, and they bring in hundreds, if not thousands, of workers from Central America, Mexico. It's all over. There are over 60 countries that supply workers. But farming, you know, I think it's a different type of later adopter to technology. And so they're not used to subscribing to a SaaS software model. And they tend to be very budget focused, obviously, with the cash flow issues going on over the last year. So the resistance to anything new is there, especially technology, especially software. And then they don't typically love salespeople. I mean, right? You're not going to email and digitally market to them. So it's a challenge. And so the key thing we've had to do is keep it super simple and self-evident. So our software doesn't require much training and even much support. It's kind of like going to weather.com on your iPhone. And did you ever need training, or have you ever called them for support? No, you just use it, right? So that's one thing. We also have to keep it affordable. And I know everyone avoids price, but we embrace that because, again, this is the first baby step for a lot of growers into the world of digital transformation on the business side of their farm. And we get it. And so we've done this in a way that's very collaborative with them. We've built everything we do with them. We have a grower in South Dakota that was very resistant to anything. And over the course of about a week, we received email that just basically is in about 200 point font. I love Croft. The light bulbs are on. And then we get the laundry list of, do you mean I can do this, 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 this? And they start talking about managing maybe their facility contracts and reminders and activities. They start to look at other capital equipment management. They start to look at, you know, just any other back office, farm office activity. And they're like, wow, this is kind of unlimited. It becomes their digital farm manager, in effect. And that is a function they really embrace, especially the smaller growers who the spouses are usually, it's a family business. And so it's very intimate to making sure that they have that quality of life. And we're really, aside from just what we do, we're freeing them up to have a higher quality of life because we give them more time back. We love that. And so we've had people crying. We've had people emotionally get to the level of, this is changing my life, because large tech companies don't really focus on ag and they've kind of not developed anything for us. You guys, this is exactly what we wanted. We've wanted this for 20 years. Thank you. So we love that. And that's why I think we're seeing thousands of customers starting to just grow.
that emotional connection.
It's an emotional connection.
Powerful.
It is.
This is not your first industry, though. This is ag is not your primary. It has not been historically part of your career. You have the beautiful view of seeing how risk management works, how customer connectivity works, how solving real problem works. What surprised you? When you have moved to ag and you started to see the things that you could do that would fundamentally transform business, what was the difference?
So both of my grandparents on both sides owned farms in Iowa. So I'm not a farmer, but I grew up visiting them and having a familiarity with that. And so they were very focused on farming and they were always working. They were never, you know, when we go and visit, they were never there a lot, right? They're out in the fields work. And so when I got into Croft and founded Croft, I think it's the emotional connection of farmers that has really been an enjoyable surprise because they're very emotional. They're very passionate. They're very smart. They work hard. They need help, right? And that's the key. And I think data, leveraging technology, leveraging software like this that really takes a look at what are their top challenges and let's pick those off week over week. Let's keep building. We never stop building features and functions, right? And I think it unlocks an emotional reaction from them. And that's been a surprise because you don't get that from a lot of industries. This one is still very provincially family oriented, no matter what size of the grower. And I love that, right? Just because if you can kind of win their trust, you become a little bit of their family as well.
That's electric.
I mean, I've had a lot of times holding hands in a prayer circle prior to meetings kicking off to talk about how to optimize their onboarding and their I-9 process, right? I mean, I'm like, great, that's what this is. And we really embrace that.
Scott, I'm grateful you have invested your time as a serial entrepreneur, as a guy who hasn't historically been in ag. The fact that you're putting your time, talent, treasure into this industry, I'm grateful. We have to hear before we wrap up, what's ahead? You have a big vision. What can we expect?
We do. So as we evolve, if you think about Croft, and when we go in and we implement in a farm, Croft by nature touches a lot of the input categories. We don't have to manage them all, but we touch a lot of those inputs. And so as we come in there and we become a trusted technology partner, we get asked to do more and more. And so one of the questions is, what if? And a lot of farms are like, you know, we're investing in a lot of analytical investments on the production side, a lot of precision ag. What we'd like is to just get above all of that. And we just like to answer some questions like, how are these tariffs going to impact this us? And what if we do this and this with our supply chain or our outputs? What if we were to grow more here or less there? What if we were to bring in less labor? Would we still be able to meet our output goals and maybe save money and really move our needle on profitability? And so what we're doing is we're really leaning into business intelligence and artificial intelligence. And we're doing it, though, in an analytical intensity capacity. So our AI is more analytical intensity and looking at how to do better modeling to give farmers better decision making earlier. And our big goal would be help them increase profit, of course, but really change. And this is kind of big, really change some of those traditionally fixed, expensive costs into controllable, variable, affordable costs. Wouldn't that be great? And labor traditionally is thought of as a big fixed cost. It's not. You can control it and we can lower the overall net price of it. And so we love that. That moves their needle. That's where we're heading. 2025.
He is Scott Prince, CEO of ag tech company Croft. Scott, it is a delight to have you on Ag Bioscience.
Thanks, Mitch. Thanks, everyone.
And thank you for joining us on Ag Bioscience. You can always get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget, while you're online, check us out at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier. And thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.